USA Radio News.
The plane carrying the body of late President George H.W. Bush arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland to hail to the chief, along with a 21-gun salute. Currently, a ceremony is taking place on Capitol Hill for our 41st president. Former Vice President Dick Cheney on Fox News Sunday pays his respects to George H.W. Bush.
His knowledge of foreign leaders, people he'd worked with over the years, his understanding of the military, he was a great leader.
Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his late father at the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday. Other speakers on Wednesday include Wyoming Republican Senator Alan Simpson and presidential historian John Meacham. Congressional leaders unveiled a bill that extends government funding for 2 weeks and averts a partial government shutdown on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest level of the year, USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price of the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
November auto sales are strong for Fiat Chrysler, but not so hot for Ford. Fiat Chrysler's U.S. retail sales were up 17% over the month for the same period last year. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company lost 6% from a year ago. Stocks today closed up 288 points to close the day at 25,826. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The college football playoff semifinals are set. Top-ranked Alabama will face number 4 Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, while second-ranked Clemson plays number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl on December 29th. The winners will meet in the national championship game on January 7th. Joel Klatt is an analyst for Fox Sports. He joins Fox News and reacts to the news of the 4 teams that were selected.
So this committee that we have in college football, this 13-person committee, they're charged with selecting the 4 playoff teams. And the problem right now is that they don't have a very strict criteria, so they can kind of go on whatever they want to.
A legendary TV sitcom actor has passed. USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us this tribute.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground. Anywhere you want to go, just head in our direction.
Dead at age 85.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.